Morning, everybody. This is Space Kate here, and I have, not exactly kidnapped, but I have got myself a special guest who I put up for the night. Yak Myers from Twist. If you don't follow Twist on Twitter, you really should do. If you want to know when the International Space Station is coming over where you live, that is the way to do it. So, first of all, let's just find out what on earth you're doing in London. Because you're not a London-based person, are you?
No, I live in the Netherlands, it was Towel Day yesterday. So I hitchhiked from the Netherlands to London to, attend a lecture that was organized here on Towel Day, where we all celebrate Douglas Adams and The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which is a great cult book for nerds, basically.
Radio series first.
Yeah, it was absolutely a classic. So, and that's the reason I came over. So that's it. Meet some friends. I was here with Adam Horn, who has helped developing Twist. So, it was a good opportunity to meet you and Adam. So, that was nice.
And how was the hitchhiking experience for you?
Usually, I always thought of myself as being quite good at it, having done it 4 years already. But, this time went terrible. It was nobody picked me up, and not even waving my towel helped. It took me a long time to get it, but it was all right.
Okay, so for people who don't know about Twist, just explain what it is and how it works.
Well, basically, people start following Twist, which is Twist with a double S on Twitter, and we look at their bio, the Twitter bio, to see where they are, what the location is. And then we start sending them tweets for when the ISS is passing over their location. So, and sometimes it takes a while, like right now in the UK, there's not much to see. But starting in June, I believe, then we'll be able to see it again. And that's what lots of people like. At the moment, we have 30,000 followers in over 160 countries. So that's kind of cool. Because many people think it's a very cool sight to see, watching a space station come over. It's a cool.
So, I mean, when did you set it up? How long has it been going, and why? What was it that first made you think, oh, I could do this?
Well, it's been running for two or three years now. I think 2 years. People were saying, you can go to the NASA website and watch the astronauts work on the space station live. So I did that, and that was pretty amazing to have a live feed from space. And then later on, people said, in a few minutes we can actually see it pass our sky. And so I was watching it live, then stepped out of my house and actually saw it, and then to come back in again, watch the live feed where it actually had gotten dark on the space station, because it then entered into the Earth's shadow. So I was very enthusiastic about that, and figured that it would be easy to link that experience to people's location on Twitter, and it just popped up, the idea, it took about a weekend to program and to set it up, and it's been working quite nicely.
And what other space-related activities do you do, or is this just a kind of hobby on the side? What's your day job?
My day job is being a freelance journalist. Sometimes I write about technology, sometimes I write about space. I've written an article on African astronomers, which was very nice. We wanted to go to Africa ever since, because they have the most amazing night sky, I hear. I write stories for magazines and newspapers, and I'll do some web development on the side. But yeah, this is a hobby project. The only really space related thing I wanted to do is just develop Twist further. We'd like to add things like weather conditions and for viewing possibilities, and maybe alert people to seeing iridium flares, which are satellites as well, and then you can see them quite they are very bright sometimes as well, but those are the things I want to do about it.
Well, thank you for developing it, because I think it's a great service. I've been using Heavens Above, which is a website that lets you know what things are passing over your location, but you have to remember to log in, and I don't always remember. So when I get this little reminder in the afternoon that's passing over my house, I know that I should check the weather, get my camera ready, and pop out. And what I have been doing is waving to my friend Paolo, who has been on the space station, but now he's come home, so I'll have to get to know the new crew on Twitter and wave to them as well. But thank you ever so much.
You're welcome.